Good morning. Matthew chapter 2, verses 7 through 12. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also." When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. We have seen that there was a star that gave greater light to the Magi than any brilliant nova can. The star of God's Word. In His Word, the Lord gave them the wisdom to find their Savior King. May He also give us the wisdom to follow the star of His Word. It's not always easy to follow the star-guided path. The wise men had their own responsibilities and opportunities at home. How could they commit to losing so many months of their lives to follow a star? And then there was the laziness of their flesh. Oh, we can just worship him from here. And the selfishness of their flesh. I don't have time. I don't have the resources to do anything. What about you and me? How often don't we think in a similar vein? We're reluctant to yield any self-interest. Maybe it's an exciting game, or a tantalizing movie, or an intoxicating romance, or a lucrative career. And we're hesitant to turn away from any of them to wholly follow the star of Christ's Word. How often is our focus, what do I want, rather than what does Jesus want? Even when the wise men did commit to follow that star of Christ's Word, Satan set a trap for them. In the example at Jerusalem, the esteemed priests and scribes were quoting the scriptures, claiming to follow the scriptures, but they weren't willing to expend the energy to go 7 miles to the cradle of the Savior King. How discouraged the wise men apparently were. Have you been there? Setting out to follow Christ in wholly by faith, and yet you find your efforts attacked, criticized, made fun of by others, maybe by the downcast looks, maybe by the complacent inactivity. Maybe even by Pharisaical criticism. How downcast the wise men apparently felt is shown by the contrast in verse 10. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. Despite all the costs, difficulties, and onslaughts of Satan that they had faced, they continued to follow the star of God's Word. And God answered that faith by once again sending the star before them. Notice, this star was moving ahead of them. until it became stationary over the place where the Savior King now dwelt. Certainly this was not a natural star. No natural celestial event, but a miraculous birth announcement worthy of the King of Kings. We too will face all manner of spiritual challenges and struggles. The old dragon who then was trying to swallow the Christ child through Herod continues to pursue Christ's church with all vengeance. And it's by failing to follow the star of Christ's word that he gets many to fall away. Like the priests in Jerusalem, many can quote Bible passages and yet twist them to justify all manner of immorality. Many quote Bible passages but are unwilling to sacrifice, to follow the star of God's word. Many can quote Bible passages but are unwilling to stand up and confess the truth of that word of Christ, that he may rule in our hearts as our Savior King. The wise men did follow. They followed to a young child in poverty. No gold or smooth satin, no servants or glittering glory, no armies or earthly power. But they were not offended in Christ's lowliness. No, they fell down to worship him, giving him their gold and frankincense and myrrh. We are still coming to a Christ in apparent poverty. Yes, Christ has completed the payment for all your sins and mine once for all. But he has not yet made manifest the end of sin. Christ has arisen from the dead to give you and me eternal life, but he has not yet made manifest the end of death. Christ has ascended to the throne of heaven to rule all things for your good and mine, but he has not yet made manifest the end of evil. In the divine wisdom that far transcends our highest thoughts, he remains hidden in poverty and the cross. And it is because of his gracious love that he does this. In long-suffering patience, enduring the evil of this world, he waits to bring an end to all those things that more people might be saved. And so the star of his word is ever moving forward to the goal of salvation. And it is standing over the place. It is providing the place where Christ is dwelling with you, with us, in his word. Until he brings us to that place where we need no star to guide, where no cloud his glory hides. The wise men wanted to give him gifts befitting this most wonderful Savior King. What about us? May the Lord grant us the wisdom that despite the cost, the difficulty, the onslaught of Satan follows the star of his word. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. We'll conclude with hymn 127, stanzas 4 and 5.